Random House Audio presents Boiling Mad, Inside Tea Party America by Kate Zernike. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Prologue. Honestly, it was hard not to stop at the spectacle on Freedom Plaza in downtown Washington, where several thousand Americans had gathered to celebrate their anger on a perfect spring day. There was Representative Michelle Bachmann, conservative darling and all Minnesota nice, cheerfully raging against gangster government. 2 years from now, Barack Obama is a one-term president, she taunted, the words echoing off the surrounding walls. There was the rapper performing a Tea Party anthem, the former Saturday Night Live star singing a song called A Communist in the White House. It was easy just to scan the now familiar signs, Barack Hussein Hitler, go back to Kenya, and conclude that you had seen all you needed to know. But to truly understand the Tea Party, to understand how these protesters with goofy hats and don't tread on me flags had become a political force powerful enough to confound a new administration and unhinge the Republican Party, you had to cross Pennsylvania Avenue and head down a steep escalator to a small auditorium inside the Ronald Reagan Building. Watch a crowd of a few hundred, dressed mostly in the sneakers and Dockers uniform of the typical older tourist, sitting rapt as a panel of conservative activists in their 20s explained how to take over the country. It was tax day, 2010, and these Tea Partiers, young and old, were marking it with a seminar that blended modern managerial advice and leftist organizing tactics. At the podium stood Brendan...